Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Don't go leaving on me, okay? I know you've been sticking to this two-day stay thing for a while now, but I've got my eye on you. Come on, you. Let's get you to a good home. Or a home where people can actually take care of you. At least better than I ever could. I don't know when he'll be back, if at all, but he'll be okay. I promise.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know.
Had to drop off a pet at the shelter?
Yeah. She wasn't really mine, but I couldn't take care of her.
They do a good job at matching families to the animal, if that's any consolation. How I got my clearance? Ooh, here. That's my son holding the little darling.
He's really cute. Oh, the dog, I mean. But also, I guess your son is very handsome. I didn't mean...
it's all right. Thank you. I'll have had Clarence for 3 years next month. Hoping my son might come by for the party, but... Oh, we'll see. Ah, the shuttle's here. Wanna come along?
Where's it going?
Oh, Observatory Open House. The ride's free, and you look like you could use some cheering up.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just so afraid to call him. What if he hangs up?
Then he hangs up, but... If you want to offer a hand, then you have to offer a hand. Whether or not you're afraid of being bitten or ignored, you know?
I feel so silly, though. I just...
Nora, you are going to enjoy this open house. And then when you get back to cell service, you're going to call up Trenton, and you are going to fix things. Together.
You sound like my brother. He's real keen on the pep talks.
I'm gonna choose to take that as a compliment.
It is. Hey, wanna go enjoy their theater presentation with me? Since you've got no one you're here with either.
Oh, thanks, but I'm gonna try to find a bathroom. Do your thing.
Well, it was really nice meeting you, Perry. Maybe we'll bump into each other later.
Nice meeting you. People are exhausting. Well-intentioned, but exhausting. Ugh, darn it. Oh, excuse me? Is there another bathroom? Wordlessly pointing up some stairs is not very descriptive, but okay. What's that? Office of Dr. Johanna...
Excuse me? Are you with one of the tours?
Oh, no, not yet. I mean, I was just looking for the bathroom. The other one was closed.
Does that look like a bathroom to you? Because I fail to see a bathroom sign anywhere near that door.
Sorry, I just...
We prefer to look at the stars here, not at other people's offices. Bathroom is straight down the hall.
I can hold it. I'll just, go find the tour now.
Good idea.
Sorry, pardon me. Whew, thank goodness. Oh, this is the tour group spot, right? Thanks.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Coming through.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late. If you are here for the 11 a.m. tour, you're in the right place, despite the fact that it's definitely 11:10 a.m. I am one of the researchers here who has gallantly offered their poorly managed time to lead you on a grand tour of how we explore the cosmos. Let's see how many we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 11. Great. Fun little fact, there are 11 main stars that make up the constellation of Centaurus. Oh, and I see we have a few more people joining the group to make 15. Let's see what constellation we can make with...
Andromeda.
That actually has 16 main stars.
Oh, well, I mean, it's 15 plus you, which is 16, so, you know, you forgot yourself.
I stand corrected. Our lovely companion would be right. 16 main stars do make up Andromeda. And with that, folks, let's get this tour started. Have any questions along the way, just holler my name. It's Ruth. Excuse me, miss, can you help me pick up my jaw? It's hit the floor.
Hello to you, too. How's it going?
I don't know. How are you?
Good. Besides a weird moment with one of your coworkers earlier. That tour was very informative. I've never seen a telescope up close.
And I haven't seen you up close in... I don't even know how long. What are you doing here?
Oh, I heard there was an open house and figured, why not?
No, I mean... Do you live here now? Are you visiting? You're...
Willingly out of the house?
I mean, yeah.
A lot of stuff's changed, I guess. But look at you! You did it! I mean, you're a researcher with telescopes! You look at stars and stuff!
I mean, we're all star stuff, but yeah. I know what you mean. Listen, I'm about to come down with a severe case of whatever the hell I can make up on the spot so I can ditch this thing and show you around town. Does that sound good?
But won't they...
They'll be fine. Honestly, Hubert will be happy I won't be able to talk shit about the establishment to the impressionable minds of the public. Just give me a few minutes, then we'll swing by my house so that I can change real quick and we'll grab a bite.
I don't think I can answer anything other than okay.
Great. Be back in a sec.
You're fine. Everything is fine. Just keep pretending everything is fine.
Jesus! Hi, Johanna! Hi!
Hi, Ruth. Was Hubert telling you to stop dragging the institution in front of the tourists again?
Actually, I'm just leaving. I'm feeling really sick.
Right. And I'm sure you were just as convincing when you told the boss man.
Can you do me a solid? Can you just, like, don't narc on me just this one time, please? I will owe you a favor of reasonably equal value.
Fine. Fine, whatever.
Thank you. You're amazing. Bye. Ready to go?
Hi! Yes, I'm good. So good. Yes, good. Yes, let's go.
So you just decided to travel the world and look for him, huh?
Pretty much.
How long are you in town for?
A couple days, I think. Guessing I'll leave morning after tomorrow? Not sure yet.
Awesome.
Yep. What's that?
What's what?
Oh, I thought I saw something glimmer under your floorboards.
Huh. Weird. Probably a wrapper that slipped through.
Okay. Your decor is pretty cool. A lot of color and stuff. Are your curtains flags?
Yeah, from a bunch of pride parades over the years. Hang them every place I live. Okay, can I just put my cards on the table? This is weird. Like,
Like, at first, I was shocked and happy and excited, and I wanted to tell you a million things, but... We just ate a late lunch while talking about our waitress's earrings, and I can't do this anymore.
To be fair, you mostly did the talking.
This is true. Gosh. It didn't used to be so hard to just... talk to you.
Time and distance do that to people, I guess.
It's weird, though. You don't seem too fazed.
I am, but... I guess I've gotten better at keeping the anxiety on the inside lately. You said you wanted to put all your cards on the table, but I have a feeling you're still holding a few.
Yeah, I am. I rehearsed what I was gonna say to you if I ever saw you again, a million times. Like, I had this crazy notion of going back home and walking up to the lighthouse and knocking and just, I don't know, apologizing? Just saying I'm sorry about everything. And I had it in my mind that I could convince you to, like, I don't know, run away with me. We'd go down to some research station in Chile and sail across the sea.
You get seasick.
See, that is exactly what I wasn't expecting. Like, this conversation is nowhere near what I thought it was going to be. Like, you turn up out of the blue, show me up in front of a bunch of tourists, and now you're making quippy remarks while you're feeding me some crazy story about how you're searching for Ace.
That about sums it up. I have no idea what I'm doing either. I feel like I've pictured this moment 1,000 times too, and I really wanted you to think I was cool and that I had it all together, and I don't. Not at all. Ace left years ago, and I've been looking for him for a while, but then I got hurt. Then I was with my parents and learned about a ton of baggage they had, but then one of my friends said some really mean things and basically abandoned me, but then I said some awful things too, and I was hoping if I could pretend it was fine, if I could convince you I was fine, I'd be fine, but that's not how it works at all. Everything is just so messed up because I messed it up, and I don't want to go back to how I was, but... I don't know how to move forward from where I am.
Shit, dude.
Wait, did you say you want to turn away together? I just processed that.
Running away together, not running away together.
Oh.
Unless it's what you want. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know if that's what you want or if you've ever wanted a thing like that. Or you never seemed interested in running away with any of the guys back in high school, so I figured maybe you didn't like guys for running away with, so maybe...
Don't you like guys to run away with?
What? No. I dated a guy back in college just to try it out, and we're actually really good friends now, but no, I do not want to run away with guys. Just, cool girls and people that don't really subscribe to that whole gender thing. I mean, as far as I can tell, the evidence seems to say so, but yeah, wow. Oh, wow, okay, I'm gonna stop putting my foot in my mouth.
Oh, right. The curtain flags. Yeah. Oh my god. I feel silly.
No, don't, please. Seriously. It's not like bisexuality gets mad amounts of press or anything. I mean, whatever, it's been a lot more prevalent in the media and, you know...
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever thought about...
Oh, it just never seemed important. I mean, I just liked you.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, do I have to know? Like, do I have to know what I am? I'm okay with not.
Perry, it's fine. It's so fine. I mean, some people are going to put labels on you no matter what, but if you don't want to subscribe to them, then don't. You do you. I mean, that came out wrong. I mean, however you view yourself when it comes to that stuff, only your opinion matters. End of story.
Okay. Cool. Can we just sit here for a little while? I think I need...
Another round of fries and shakes?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
You got it, Starshine. So where am I dropping you off?
Dropping off?
Yeah, like, where are you staying? Maybe I can grab breakfast there with you tomorrow?
Oh, I thought maybe we could, you know, hang out more.
Yeah, right, like, tomorrow morning, yeah.
Oh, it's just there's this star party at the university, and I saw a flyer for it. Maybe you and
I can't.
Oh.
Not because of you or anything, I just... I have to take care of something.
Right.
Look, Perry, look, I thought about you. A lot. Almost every day, actually. And, like I said, I imagined us running away together, but... You just showed up, and it's not the best timing, and I'm trying really hard not to mess anything up, and you're definitely a part of what I don't want to mess up, but there's just something else. Something I... gotta do. Tonight, actually, and we just... can we please just get breakfast tomorrow morning or something?
Can I help at all?
No, I don't think so. I just... It's kind of a me thing at this point, and I don't want to get you involved in... It's...
Ruth, you're starting to sound like me.
All right. But don't... Just let me explain. When you see it, just let me explain. Look, I've been kind of doing some additional research at the observatory.
Okay.
I.
What on earth? Ruth, are those...
Stars? Yeah. Someone's been taking them, and I'm trying to find a way to put them back.
The Farm Radiant. Created by Eli Barraza. Produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Thea Rogers as Johanna, and Lisette Alvarez as Nora. Editing by Danielle Shamaya. Sound design by Misha Stanton. Production help from David Reinstrom, Ryan Sheely, and Dean Yeager. Music by Masato Abe. Additional music by Blue Dot Sessions via the Free Music Archive. For more information, transcripts, and links for tickets to our first ever live show, this Friday, April 5th at Dixon Place in New York City, visit thefarmmeridian.com. We can't wait to see you there. Or find us on social media at The Farm Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.